From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin with the fallout of President Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey. There is new information. Comey requested more resources for the investigation to Trump's campaign and possible collusion with Russians just days before he was abruptly let go. Comey's departure came less than 24 hours after Mr. Trump welcomed Russia's top diplomat to the White House to discuss several issues, including the ongoing conflict in Syria.
We're going to do very well with respect to Syria. I think things are happening that are really, really, really positive. We're going to stop the killing and the death. We had a very, very good meeting with Mr. Lavrov, and it was, I thought it was very, very good.
A spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin told reporters Thursday that Russia has cautious optimism about the prospect of improving relations with the United States, but also that there is still a lot of work to do. Meantime, the White House says the firing of Comey was because of the handling of the Clinton email investigation last year. Trump said Wednesday Comey was let go because he was not doing a good job. South Korean President Moon Jae-in's office said Thursday he plans to send a delegation to Beijing to discuss North Korea's nuclear program and China's concerns about a U.S. missile defense system being deployed in South Korea. The leaders spoke by phone a day after Moon was sworn in to replace ousted President Park Geun-hye. Moon's spokesman said the presidents agree on the common goal of denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula, and that Moon understands China's concerns about the U.S. Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System, also known as THAAD. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.